a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Utah reports 395 new cases since yesterday. This makes for a 7-day average of 343 positive tests per day. Just under 18,000 people were vaccinated. No new deaths from the virus reported today. A pair of Utah brothers have volunteered for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine trial in children and are sharing their experience. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says 8-year-old Jackson and 10-year-old Caden of West Jordan got their first shots last week.
They've been recording their symptoms daily through an app that's provided by the trial. Thankfully, they both say any side effects have been relatively mild. They both get their second shot in a month, along with blood draws and monitoring for the next 13 months. The trial therein has 7,000 participants nationwide, and all the volunteers are under the age of 16.
Officials say roughly 75% of the participants are receiving an active vaccine, while the remainder receive a placebo. The Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's decision to vacate the moratorium on rent. The CDC's temporary federal eviction moratorium has been extended multiple times. It was first enacted last fall by the Trump administration. The CDC has sought to extend the rule through the end of June. The judge alleges the CDC is overstepping its authority. More businesses are updating their practices now that the state public health restrictions have gone away. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Some businesses are announcing it. Others are just quietly updating their websites or signage that they're allowing more people in, that they're not requiring masks, but they still recommend or welcome them. People can choose. Sports games bumping up their capacity, though still not to normal. And events and venues, especially outside, are feeling a lot more relaxed.
Vaccinations are making this possible. The numbers show deaths and serious illness from coronavirus are down, and new cases are at the lowest level in 7 months. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.